I'm standing in my back garden with Fran Tattersall, and unbelievably, like it knew you were coming, the sun has just come out. Obviously not easy to show you on audio here. Now, Fran is, I would say, key to bringing really great solar to the United Kingdom, and right now, key to bringing some great sun to my back garden. If you know Fran on Twitter, you will be following select_solar on Twitter. Now, you've brought some technology for me to have a look at. I'm very, very interested in all kinds of bits and bobs solar, but recently you saw that I'd been to Africa and were interested in me taking a look at some of the latest stuff that's out. What do we actually have on my decking right now?
Okay, we've got a 25 watt my mobile power folding solar panel, which is made with unisolar cells. That's a triple junction type cell that takes light from three different spectra and therefore is very, very good in the UK cloudy conditions. Works well, obviously, under bright light as well.
Interestingly, that's the key for me. I've been using all kinds of solar recently, but it seems to be either on or off. If it's bright sunshine, fantastic. If there isn't, it really struggles. Is that due to the cells that are normally in the device?
It is due to the cells. So monocrystalline cells are most efficient in the laboratory, but under real life circumstances, they don't always work. As you found, you need really quite bright sunlight. Their efficiency also means they're quite small. Now, with the folding solar panel, because you can fold it down quite small enough to go in a pocket, but you can fold it out into something quite large. So it's got amorphous cells, which are a type of cells, these amorphous, in this case, triple junction unisolar cells. They're a type of cell that perform better under low light levels. So although their laboratory efficiency might not be as high as a monocrystalline type panel,
They're more versatile
and they perform well under a wide range of conditions. They're also, interestingly, not affected by the heat. You might think heat is good for solar panels, but actually the hotter the conditions, the lower the efficiency of solar cells, especially the crystalline types. These amorphous types and this folding panel in particular is not affected by the heat in the same way.
Which is pretty handy considering you're lying it out in front of the sun. And in Africa, I was having some issues with worrying about whether or not these panels are actually going to melt. It can get that hot. That's quite interesting. Now, although you say this is 25 watts, you say realistically in your own tests, they might be, you know, a little bit keen on that.
The 25 watts is what they call peak power that the manufacturers advertise. Realistically, an operating power, it's going to be nearer 14.5, 14, 15 watts. With this particular make, we obviously do other brands that do go up to 25 watts, still small enough to carry in a pocket, 30 watts, and even up to 60 watts as a folding panel that you can put in a rucksack.
Wow. What interested me was when you said, okay, it's 25, but it's approximately 14. I thought, wow, this is going to be more than enough for my iPad then. You said, well, it's quite cloudy. There's not much chance of a doodle-loom, and it works straight away, even though the sun is out now. When it was cloudy, I plugged it in. It started charging. And if you do have an iPad, you've got to remember, it takes 2.1 amps in, approximately 10 watts. Is that right, 10 watts? I think it 4 watts to actually... To actually charge the iPad.
The smallest one we could do it with was about 12.
Right, okay.
Yeah, 12 to 14, but really only under bright light. So the bigger the panel, the better, I think, is the rule.
Fantastic. So if you're saying this is approximately giving 14 watts, it did very nicely in cloudy conditions. And we've got to take this into consideration, being in the UK. It's not always going to be sunny. And that's kind of exciting. Now, I ran straight from the panel and through the cigarette lighter socket that can be easily plugged into it, into the car adapter from Griffin, I believe it is, that that enables you to have the 2.1 amps mm-hmm. into the cable, quite a heavy-duty cable that comes with that, actually, straight into the iPad. So I'm not using a reservoir battery that I normally use, although you do this panel in a kit with something a lot of geeks have been using for a while now, the Techion power pack. Now, the Techion power pack that you supply with this panel, can you give me some of the specs on that? And I'll throw a photograph up into my Twitter later on.
So the Techion is it's a lithium polymer battery, and it's got a 50 watt hour capacity. So at 5 volts, that's about 10 amps. Maximum output current is about 4 amps.
I can hear your brain whirring as you calculate these.
You might need to
drop you in it.
Calculations there.
But the thing with the Techion is you have USB out. You have a kind of an interesting pin arrangement, DC out. Yeah. What's that called?
That's for laptops. So we sell this as our laptop charging kit with the 25 watt MyMobile Power, plus the Techion, which incidentally on our website is also branded the MyMobile Power. And we sell those two together as a really portable laptop kit. It's really the only one out there.
And it'll fit in a cargo pocket of your trousers.
Cargo pocket, very lightweight, and really much more powerful than any of the other alternatives that I've.
Well, I'm going to take a photograph of this, although the battery won't be plugged in on the photograph. I'll have it next to the iPad anyway. If you do have this kind of setup and the sun is out, throw it out, get your battery fully charged so that when you need it in the middle of the night you are fully charged. It's always worth having a reservoir battery if you are going to go for a panel setup to be off the grid and charging your stuff out in the middle of nowheresville. I'm really, really excited about the compactness of this panel, which, to be honest, I didn't know you had this technology on your website. I've been looking at some of the other cells that are out there, so I'm glad to see things moving forward. We've talked about the website three times, but we haven't mentioned its URL.
www.selectsolar.co.uk.
That's easy to remember. Thank you very much, Fran.
Thank you.